how are things in the Rocks this morning? I'm sure that the fans down there, very proud of the kids. You continue to have a great season, Coach. What has been the difference for you this year?
Well, first of all, the community at school should be proud of these kids, and I'm very proud of them, and the coaching staff, and there are a lot of people who have gone into and put a lot of work into the past 12 months to get to where we are. I think that's really sort of the backbone of why we are where we are. At the end of last year, we were very, very disappointed at the end of the season with the loss in the first round. And I have to give a lot of credit to the kids who are leaders of this team. And for the most part, that's senior class but also some underclassmen who, who have really stepped up and shown leadership all year. I think they just had a determination and a focus since that loss last year to make things right. And the biggest thing I think for us was we were as athletic last year as we were this year, but I think we lacked some of the intangibles, the discipline, the idea of being working together as a team. That just didn't quite gel last year, and I think this year, I give all the credit to the kids and to the assistant coaches. They've really, and I've really worked hard at pulling these guys together, and it really, it's really made a difference. You can see it on the field, and you can certainly feel it, in the locker room. And like I said, the community and the school should be very proud of them.
Last night, Lenny Williams had a big night for you, over 200 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, I think 5 overall for him. Can you talk about his leadership? That quarterback position, we talk about it as probably being the most important one on the field, even though it's a team effort with 22 guys working together and a whole group on the sidelines that do other things. What has his leadership been meant to the team this year?
Well, first of all, Lenny is very special. Lenny's story is something that may go down in as a legend. As a, as a freshman last year, was really kind of thrown into the fire, up until the first snap that he took, which was the second series of our second game, he'd probably taken 10 snaps as a quarterback and turned out to be a great player last year. And this year, and even last year as a freshman, one of the things that has always impressed me about Lenny Williams is his command of the huddle and his leadership skills. And, physically, again, the physical tools that Lenny and, a lot of these kids possess, has just been God-given. They've really worked to hone their skills. But, Lenny's physical tools, the way he can run, the way he can throw that ball, he's got a great arm, and he's got a great sense of where he is on the field all the time. And that stuff that, just kind of, in my opinion, is God-given and innate. And, but I think, again, Lenny, along with, the seniors on this team, and I count Lenny as when I say the leaders on this team, he is absolutely a leader on the team. He's so determined. He's so focused. And he gets it. I don't know how many 15-year-old sophomores really, truly get it in terms of what needs to be done on a daily basis. I'm not just talking about on Friday night, but I'm talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. He's focused. He's leadership on the field. Those are just the kinds of things that he brings to the table I think he's very, very special.
Stow Rocks head football coach Ron Butchley joining us here on the Rivertown Hotline on a Saturday morning. His team, a 40-0 victor over Brentwood last night. You completed the school's first ever undefeated regular season. You continue to win. You're going to play Bishop Canavan, who's also undefeated next week. This has got to be a buzz that's probably, building in McKees Rocks, an undefeated season, a chance to play for a WPIL title, perhaps a showdown with Clareton. But before that happens, you've got to play Bishop Canavan, who's having a great season as well. Are you breaking down tape already? What are your thoughts? What do you have to do next week to win?
Well, first of all, I mean, in regards to the undefeated season, I mean, that's something that I think, you know, once things are you know, the dust settles, I think these kids can look back and be, you know, and know that they've, you know, they've etched their names in history in, as far as the school. But again, you know, and it's, you know, last night after the win, you know, when I was talking to kids in the huddle, we already had kids saying, hey, but, you know, this week's gone, we got to focus on next week. And that's really, you know, kind of where our heads are. I mean, I'm very proud, again, of, you know, what we've accomplished this year. And I think, you know, I think there is a buzz in the community about where we've, you know, the things we've accomplished, But, you know, our goal is not to be champions at the quarterfinal games. I mean, we want to get, you know, we want to be champions. That's what we want to be. And in terms of Canada, now, I've been a coach at Stowe Rocks. This is my 23rd year, and I'm not all at Stowe Rocks, but I spent 23 years at Stowe Rocks, either as a teacher, a coach, or some part of the school. And, you know, Canada, since the beginning, since the late 80s when I started, has been a big rival. And, you know, I have a lot of I know Coach Jacoby. I have a lot of respect for him and his program, and I know our kids do too. As far as breaking down tape, I haven't had a chance to yet, but we're going to get out of here pretty quickly. And you know, we're excited. I mean, we're excited because of what's at stake, and we know that Kahneman is a great team. And I think, and just to be honest with you, I mean, our kids thrive on you know, a challenge, and they thrive on the you know, the lights on Friday night, man. The kids are going to be excited because it's a big game. You know, we're in the Final Four, and we have an opportunity to move on to the next step.